helping families be happy.
Welcome to the Helping Families Be Happy podcast, where we explore the often messy world of family love and relationships. I am your host, Dr. Carla Marie Manley, a practicing clinical psychologist, wellness advocate, and author based in Sonoma County, California. I've teamed up with Familius Publishing to bring you nourishing real-life information about love, family, relationships, and life. And now I am absolutely thrilled to introduce today's guest, Karen Kleiman, who will be talking with us about her book, Good Moms Have Scary Thoughts. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you, Carla.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Oh my gosh. So I have been doing this work for a very long time, working in the field of maternal mental health. And it began sort of organically, sort of sitting in my living room after I had my baby and I took some time off and I was thinking, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And I started thinking about all the moms who were telling me, I was a therapist at the time, who had told me before I had my baby about how bad they were feeling. And so while I took this time off, I became a breastfeeding counselor, a lactation consultant, and started speaking to moms on my time off, so to speak, about breastfeeding. And you know, if you can talk to a stranger about your breasts and about nipples, you can talk about anything. So they actually started talking to me about their marriages and about their sleep, you know, exhaustion and how bad they felt. And I was stunned by how bad they felt. So I started thinking about this because I was naive and I had a baby and I didn't have postpartum depression or anxiety. And I thought, why are so many women not feeling good? And nobody was talking about this. This was, you know, a million years ago. So really nobody was talking about it. And I started, I wanted information and there wasn't a lot of it. And so I put an ad in the local paper when I went back to work as a therapist, and I put an ad in the paper and I asked for people to come talk to me about if they had depression after they had a baby. I got, Carla, it still gives me the chills to this day. I got 3 phone calls from that ad, and 2 of the women who came to see me separately were over 70 years old.
Oh my goodness.
And both of those women independently told me stories of 50 years prior feeling so despairing, so lost, so misunderstood and isolated. They didn't tell their mothers, they didn't tell their husbands, they didn't tell their friends or their doctor, and they sort of stayed behind closed doors, metaphorically speaking. And I was the first person that they told how bad they felt.
Oh my, and they were suffering all that time.
Well, to some extent, you know, they sort of got better on their own, so to speak. You know, we know that happens to be true for some percentage of women with depression. We don't like to encourage women to do it that way. But what it shocked me into understanding was how many women currently must be doing the same thing and people aren't talking about it. So that's when I sort of set forth to knock on doors and change things. It's hard though. You know, back then, I got a lot of people telling me that we don't want new mothers to feel bad. So we don't want to talk to them about potentially feeling bad. We want them only to feel good. So I was hushed by a lot of, you know, institutions and organizations.
They wanted you to ignore it.
Of course, yes. Because good mothers should be happy and this is the best time of their life. Right.
Absolutely. Right. You must right. be happy. You right. must be happy at all costs.
Right. Right.
Yes.
And I was, you know, a happy mom other than those moments when, you know, I wanted to scream at my children and tell my husband to leave and never come back, you know? So we all know that that's not true. You know, that we all know that even being a wonderful, loving, supportive, very present mom means having moments when you do not feel like doing this and having moments moments when you cannot stand screaming one more minute. And if I could just real quickly transition to this book. So, you know, after studying it and researching it and working with moms who taught me what I needed to know, I started writing about it because there was so little information on it. And I started writing for moms, self-help books, and then sort of pivoted into academic area. And then I realized that the best way to do this was to write for moms and for healthcare providers, because quite honestly, they were all misinformed. Providers were not asking the right questions. They were not, you know, that moms were coming in looking really good, and providers were saying, okay, we'll see, you know, 6 months from now, and so forth.
You look great. Now go away and go back to being a smiling mom.
Exactly.
So you were educating healthcare professionals as well as educating the moms.
Correct. Correct. And what makes this particular book so exciting for me personally, and also professionally, is that this is actually the first book that is really, how do I say this? It's like after 30 years of trying to teach healthcare providers to ask the right questions, and many of them have, and you know, the momentum has shifted, and there's tons of advocacy and wonderful research and legislation is changing and so forth, but moms are still feeling bad, and moms are still not talking about how bad they feel, and their doctors and healthcare providers are still not always asking the right questions. And so, we started this before the book. We started this sort of movement, social media campaign, so to speak, called Speak the Secret. And it emerged out of our desire to shatter this myth and expectation that all new moms feel joyful all the time. And this notion of scary thoughts, which came out of a previous book called Dropping the Baby and Other Scary Thoughts, we wanted to put it out in black and white that scary thoughts are real, and negative, intrusive, scary thoughts about harm coming to your baby are extraordinarily common, so common that we consider them to be a universal phenomenon for all parents, not just parents who have depression and anxiety. And so yet the shame is so huge, and moms are so afraid that if they admit that they have these thoughts of dropping the baby, thoughts of throwing the baby, thoughts of taking the baby and opening the door, you know, we don't even want to say how bad these thoughts can be out loud because they're so painful to hear and to say, but moms feel them. And we wanted a place to let them know that it's okay that they're having these thoughts and they do not lead to action. And so from the Speak the Secret campaign, which is a forum that's on our website where moms can anonymously literally write their scary thought. Okay. So then we have a list of now like 900 scary thoughts that mom have written. And sometimes we will post some of those anonymously. And then Molly started making these cartoons, and we're like, we need to put these out there. The first cartoon, just to give you an idea of what we're talking about, the first cartoon is the one that went viral. We still see it popping up all over the place. And this is one where mom is holding her infant. This is the first one in the book. And her partner says, "Do you need anything?" And she says, "Nope." And then her thought bubble says, "I need a home-cooked hot meal. I need a shower. I need a break. I need some time to myself. I need some sleep. I need someone to understand how bad I feel sometimes. I need time, rest, help, food, hugs, support, cookies, quiet, nourishment, help with laundry, cleaning, cooking. I need acknowledgement, understanding, and support." And this is going around all over the place because moms need help and they don't want to ask for it.
Absolutely, because in our minds, we are taught that a good mom does it all, that she doesn't need help, that she is super mom and super woman. And right. Here you are openly dispelling that myth.
Right. And at the same time, I should note that with each comic in the format of the book, is each page is a comic, and then there's an associated expert text, what is happening here. For this one, we talk about how how much you need and how hard it is to ask for help. And then there's an associated journal doodle, which is sort of a sort of mom's way to write in, list three people that you trust that you could ask something for, you know, from, and helping mom sort of access that part of her and help her exercise it literally, like, who should I ask for help from, so forth. And so each comic is theme driven, and then we talk about it and we try and help her. And circling back to what I said before, this is why this book is so personally and professionally so thrilling and rewarding for me, because it's the first one that we say, here, in case your doctor's not asking you, in case your partner's not, you know, supporting you, in case somebody doesn't understand or wants to help but doesn't know what to do, here, take this. This will empower her. And I can't tell you, Carla, how, the feedback that we've gotten from moms who just say, thank you. Just for listeners' information, the difference between what we can expect that's normal and what's not normal, like all new moms are anxious, so how do we know if how much anxiety we have is okay or not? How do we know if it's normal? This can't be normal because I feel so bad every day all the time. So we use the formula of intensity, duration, and frequency. Right? That's what we call distress. So how bad are you feeling? How long have you been feeling this way? And how much is it interfering with your day? And if the distress is too high, then it's too high. That's when we say you need professional support. But the book does, yes, the book does, you know, Molly, the illustrator, has done such an amazing job at making these characters so relatable and quite frankly, in such distress, but some of them are funny. Most of them are not, but it is lighthearted enough to say, wow, I am not the only one feeling this way.
And in the meantime, having a book like Good Moms Have Scary Thoughts, find the cartoon or cartoons that feel applicable, walk uh-huh. into the doctor's office, point to it and say, read this. This is me.
That is precisely what we tell women to do. And they're doing it.
They're absolutely doing it.
And they're doing it in therapy also, because they, you know, they don't want, they're afraid to access, even though they feel safe. They take the book and they say, you know, page 24, this is my thought. This is me. Help me. You know, so therapists are using it as tools for moms who may not have this book, are saying, take this home, go through it. Tell me what we need to talk about. You know, this notion of empowering mom to know to be her own best advocate is really my personal objective here. I want her to know that she will not always feel this way, that she will feel like herself again. She is enough. She can learn to trust herself again. Another big one is that she can be competent and symptomatic at the same time. She can have a boatload of anxiety and she can still go and she can still do what she needs to do. And she can be very scared and she can know that she's okay.
So as we wrap up, Karen, how can our listeners find you? Other than hashtag scary mom.
Well, let's see. So the Postpartum Stress Center is hopefully all over the place. The Postpartum Stress Center is online at postpartumstress.com. And our Instagram, I would say, is our biggest social media platform. It's really based on this, on Scary Thoughts. And it sort of started around this book, although we do a lot on postpartum depression too. Most of it is about Scary Thoughts. So Instagram is big. And then, of course, there's Twitter and Facebook. You can find the Postpartum Stress Center everywhere you look.
Okay, so thank you. So listeners, uh-huh. Postpartum Stress Center and the book that we've been talking about with Karen Kleiman is Good Moms Have Scary Thoughts. I thank you from the bottom of my heart, Karen, for joining us today. It has been such a privilege. Thank you for being
Carla.
With us.
Thank you. It's my
you
pleasure.
You are so welcome. And as we conclude today's podcast, I'd like to thank Familius Publishing for their support in bringing this podcast to your ears and your heart. We'd be thrilled if you'd subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes and social media. And when you're ready for that next amazing book adventure, we'd be honored if you'd choose a book from Familius Publishing, such as the one we discussed today, Good Moms Have Scary Thoughts. One step at a time, we can make the world a happier place. And I thank you for sharing your time with me, Dr. Carla Marie Manley. It's been a joy and a true pleasure. Be well and shine as only you can do.
We talk together, learn together, play, work, eat together. We laugh together.